live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council confirms mitigation works are ongoing at the site of a landslide at Mean Bog 1 week after it happened. Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle tells the Dáil the Mean Bog development was part of a wider application that was submitted and rejected in 2015. He says people in the area were ignored by a system that supports developers rather than communities. The Finance Minister says he expects an easing of coronavirus restrictions next month, despite recent progress stalling. We'll hear from Pascal Donoghue. And a Donegal councillor says local publicans and many businesses have lost hope that they'll be able to reopen in December. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it's a Friday, beg on North Gwing, Le Colum Ferreter. But we begin with Donegal County Council's statement today that mitigation works are ongoing at the site of the landslide at Mean Bog a week after it happened. The second meeting of the cross-border multi-agency working group took place last evening, as Catherine Gaffney now reports.
The group includes representatives from Northern Ireland Water and the Department for Infrastructure Rivers, and officials from the Lochs Agency, Northern Ireland Environment Agency, National Parks and Wildlife Service, Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council. All agencies shared updates on the various works and investigations they initiated in response to the significant pollution event impacting the Mournbeg River and downstream catchments triggered by material from a bog slide entering the river. Details were also shared of further investigations that will be required to determine the impact of the event on the environment. The council says the works are ongoing within the site of a wind farm development in Mean Bog from where the slide originated to mitigate the impact of the pollution and to reduce the risk of further slides. Further meetings of the working group are planned for next week and on an ongoing basis.
Well, a Donegal deputy told the Dáil last evening that the Mean Bog development was part of a wider application that was submitted in 2015 and then rejected. Deputy Thomas Pringle claimed the project was then split into sections, with the Mean Bog section getting permission from An Bord Pleanála. Residents were told, he said, just this week that another application is now being made. Deputy Pringle said even though local people warned the land was unsuitable, they were ignored by a system that supports developers rather than communities.
During the planning phase of this wind farm, the local community were able to tell the developer that the ground conditions would make this site liable to slippage, and they were ignored. This development was taken out of the initial application and applied for again to the board, and it was granted. It was always felt that this was only the first step in achieving the whole development. And this has inevitably led the developer to contact the local community this week that he intends to submit an application in the coming months for the rest of the site, which was the original application that was made. This is blatant project splitting and was not called out by any official organisation at any stage. Sadly, this is about the government turning a blind eye to big wealthy developers. Local communities cannot rely on government to support them and their interests and over the interests of developers in these cases. They know that government will use An Bord Pleanála to make sure that the applications will be granted. To add insult to injury, then, there is little or no control of developments after they are given permission.
Deputy Tom Springle there in the Dáil, while responding to him, Minister of State Michael Noonan said he's specifically prohibited from interfering in the planning process, but pledged that all elements of this development, including the planning process, will be fully investigated. Minister Malcolm Noonan said the results of the investigation into what happened at Mean Bog will inform further government policy.
Their investigations are at a very early stage, and initial focus will deal with the immediate steps to remediate the site and minimise the environmental impacts. They will endeavour to determine the cause of the peat slide and deal with the technical breaches and planning and environmental requirements after that. All works on the wind farm have been temporarily ceased, with the exception of those that relate to the mitigating impact of the bog slide and reducing the risk of further slides. And I would share a view, certainly, that we do need to give serious consideration to the location of wind farms, particularly where they could have a detrimental impact, where perhaps we're offsetting the carbon saved, and perhaps in some cases where there might be a huge release of carbon through these huge events around bog slides and peat slides. We need to stabilise, we need to reconstruct our peatlands and our boglands, because they, in their own right, are really important carbon sinks, probably the most important ones that we have. And just to give my reassurance that we will continue this investigation and hopefully come to a conclusion.
Minister Malcolm Noonan there speaking in the Dáil in response to Deputy Pringle, and you can hear that whole debate on our website, highlandradio.com. Another 12 COVID-related deaths have been reported in Northern Ireland, with 369 new cases confirmed. The death toll there now stands at 913, with 49,085 coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic. The figures come as some COVID restrictions have been eased north of the border for a week before a circuit break lockdown comes back into effect next Friday. The Finance Minister says he expects an easing of coronavirus restrictions next month, despite recent progress stalling. Health officials have raised concerns that the average number of cases over the past 5 days has been around 400. There's also been a slight increase in the reproduction rate and the number of close contacts for confirmed cases. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue still believes the country is in a position to come out of level 5 at the start of December.
There will, I expect, be a change in our public health guidance at that point. Why do I believe that? Yes, the figures have stalled, but it's also important to note that we are in a very different and better place than we were a short while ago.
Well, a Donegal councillor and publican says many businesses in Donegal are losing hope that they'll be able to reopen in December. Donegal went level 3 restrictions before the rest of the country, and that seemed to be working initially. However, despite level 5 being in place now for a month, the rate of the virus in the county remains high. Councillor Martin Harney, who's also treasurer of the Donegal branch of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, feels Donegal shouldn't be treated any differently to the rest of the country come December 1st. He's warning any alternative would be a fatal blow for many.
Donegal is in a precarious situation because now with Northern Ireland opening up today for 1 week, which I think is a bit ridiculous really, and to close them down again then completely next week, where the figures are going to be in Northern Ireland come 10 days to 14 days time, I worry about it. And I worry about, and as we know, Letterkenny General Hospital is at top, a rough, at a very difficult situation. I do worry about the next few weeks. As a business person and as representing the Vintners Federation of Donegal as their treasurer, I think that the scenario out there is most of those businesses feel there's not a hope that they will get open for the month of December. And what the big problem, Greg, as well, is that how are they going to get staff? Because under the current legislation, people who are not on the PUP payment on the 30th of December will not get on it on the 1st of January. So are people going to come off the payment knowing rightly that we'll be closed down again for the month of January and possibly February and have no money coming into there? That is the big worry. Well, I think myself that if we're going to open, we either open everything or we open nothing. And that's the way I think it should be. Donegal should not be treated any differently than the rest of the country. And it's very worrying. And it's there's a lot of businesses out there. And there's a massive amount of people in employment that do not know whether jobs will be there in 2021, because a lot of these businesses are not going to open if they do not get the month of December, because that is the month that a lot of businesses take in a third of their turnover.
And that was Councillor Martin Harney speaking on today's 9 till noon show. The Taoiseach and senior ministers met with the Garda Commissioner this afternoon to discuss tighter enforcement of COVID regulations. The government has decided not to bring in further legislation after hundreds of people were filmed drinking on the streets of Cork and Dublin last weekend. Instead, Gardaí have been asked for greater enforcement of the current laws around public drinking. Commissioner Drew Harris briefed Micheál Martin and Ministers Helen McEntee and Stephen Donnelly about the high levels of public enforcement to date. They also discussed what issues there might be around enforcement as the country moves out of level 5 restrictions in December. A homeless woman who tried to help her brother get away with murder is back in prison after breaching the conditions of her suspended sentence. Janice Brady, with a last address at Maryville Hostel, Finisglen in Sligo, pleaded with the judge to let her serve what's left of her sentence. With more, here's Court's correspondent Frank Graney.
Keith Brady from Cartran Estate in Sligo murdered Matt Kevlihan in August 2018 and is now serving a life sentence for it after being convicted last year. Mr. Kevlihan, a well-known musician, was found in his apartment in Sligo with obvious stab wounds. Brady's sister Janice admitted trying to help her brother by staging the scene in the hope Gardaí would think he'd died by suicide. The trial heard a knife was carefully placed near his neck. She was jailed for 4 years, but at the end of last year, the balance of her sentence was suspended on condition she stayed with her father in Donegal. She failed to comply and has since been charged with over 30 new offences. When she was brought back before Mr. Justice Michael White today, she told him she felt smothered by the system and wanted to move on with her life without having her sentence hanging over her head. Mr. White directed that she be sent back to prison to serve the remainder of her sentence. Frank Graney, the Central Criminal Court.
The Midlands Northwest Euro constituency officially has a new MEP. Fine Gael's Colm Markey has taken up the seat vacated by Mairead McGuinness when she became an EU commissioner. The now former member of Louth County Council is a businessman and farmer. He's cited ongoing CAP negotiations and Brexit as his key priorities. Thousands of people in Inishowen are said to be impacted by issues at the NCT Centre in Carndonagh. The centre, which serves the whole peninsula, is currently only facilitating part of the test. People have to travel to Letterkenny for the remainder. It's understood there are flooding and electrical problems at the facility in Carn, and that's resulting in the lift not being used. Councillor Martin McDermott says in reality, many residents have to make more than one trip to Letterkenny, and that is totally unfair to the people of Inishowen. He's urging the Road Safety Authority to intervene.
It should have been dealt with long ago, and I think the RSA needs to step up to the plate here. They're the one that's putting the regulations in place for cars and car testing, and they need to step up and make sure that the company that owns the test centre in Carndonagh, that's running the test centre in Carndonagh, get the issues cleared and get the issues fixed and get the issues with the flooding fixed immediately.
Is it a case that perhaps maybe the centre needs to be housed elsewhere?
No, absolutely not. The centre's perfect. There's plenty opportunities there and plenty ways that this can be done very, very simply, very, very quickly. I was there yesterday and looking at it myself. And I mean, it's just a fact that the organisation that are running the test centre don't seem to be stepping up to the mark here and don't seem to be putting the infrastructure, don't seem to be putting the money into fixing the small problems, really, that's happening in Carndonagh that could be fixed very, very, very quickly.
And that was Councillor Martin McDermott. Properties in Cavan in Dublin have been searched by the Criminal Assets Bureau as part of an investigation into a campaign of harassment against Quinn Industrial Holdings officials. Devices including phones and computers, along with financial documents, have been seized at homes and businesses. From January 2015, senior staff at QIH have been subjected to incidents of criminal damage, assault causing harm, false imprisonment, blackmail and extortion. The CAB investigation is focused on the assets of members of the organised criminal group responsible for those crimes. Gardaí said today's searches are a significant development in the investigation. The Taoiseach and Communications Minister have met with Air and Vodafone to discuss complaints about their customer service. Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan held the discussions after hearing about a lot of people experiencing very poor support from the companies. Over recent weeks, a number of TDs have described the customer service of Air as appalling and atrocious in the Dáil. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says today's meeting was a useful one and he expects improvements. The European Union could have a central role to play in the event of a United Ireland. That's according to Sinn Féin. The party has today released a document on the economic benefits of a 32-county republic, in which it calls for an all-Ireland citizens' assembly to be established. Sinn Féin claims the reunification of Germany shows strategic planning and investment can help with any economic concerns should the two jurisdictions amalgamate. Donegal TD Pierce Doherty says the EU will have a big role to play.
German reunification is an example that national unity would not be an Irish project alone, but a European project, in the German scenario where 18 billion euro of European support went towards that project. So the role of the EU would be even more central in the event of Irish unity.
Sport on Highland brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the latest Donegal gear online or click and collect at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with international football. Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny met with interim FAI CEO Gary Owens this afternoon. They were discussing the short video shown to the squad ahead of last week's friendly with England. Their meeting was said to be very positive, and a further meeting with the FAI board is likely to take place this evening. Well, Finn Harps are looking to pull off something of an upset in the extra time.ie FAI Cup quarterfinals this evening. Ollie Horgan's side entertains Shamrock Rovers. Kickoff in Bally Buffet is just under 15 minutes time at 5:30.
Finn Harps live on Highland in association with B&S Credit Union Bally Buffet, where their seasonal loan is now on offer. Get Christmas shopping online. Apply today at bnscu.ie.
Let's get some team news now and a preview. Our man at Finn Park is Jeremy Doherty.
Yeah, Oisin, one wonders what the players and the management of Shamrock Rovers make of the weather here in Donegal. It's another miserable night in the Twin Towns. And remember, when Shamrock Rovers were here last, that was the same day as the Donegal Tyrone Championship match across the road in Sean McCool Park. It was a horrible evening for a game. Rovers just doing enough to claim all 3 points with a 2-0 win. And that helped them maintain their impressive run of results in the Premier Division. And when you think that they went on to win the title by winning 15 of their 18 league games and drawing their other three, well, you can understand why so many people have been raving about Rovers this season. Can they keep that unbeaten run going tonight? Well, that's the big question. They meet a Harps team who will still be buoyed by their brilliant end to the season, although Ollie Horgan has had to shake things up a bit tonight due to injuries and suspensions. Three changes from the team that beat Waterford in that last league game. In comes Sam Todd, Mark Coyle and Carlo Sullivan, who returns from injury. Sam Todd comes in for the suspended Shane McAleenan. Kosover Siddiqui is missing tonight. He has a knee injury, so that's a big blow. And Ollie Horgan has gone with O'Sullivan in place of Alexander Cogler up front. So not exactly sure what way he's going to go with things, certainly in defence. He's been playing this three-man central defensive formation for most of the season, but there are only really two recognised centre-halves in Sam Todd and Stephen Folan in the side. He does have other options. Dave Webster could slot in there if need be, and Mark Coyle could drop back into a right-back position if called upon there. So three changes as well, by the way, in the Shamrock Rovers team from that which played against Harps here back on November the 1st, that night that the Shamrock Rovers won by 2-0. Joey O'Brien and Max Murphy were the men on the score sheet that night. Joey O'Brien's back in the side tonight at right back, part of a very strong starting 11. There's no Max Murphy tonight. He came off the bench that night to score. He's not involved in the panel tonight. Danny Lafferty starts tonight at left back. Graham Burke and Jack Byrne, both of whom didn't feature in that game a few weeks ago, they're both involved tonight as well. Remember, they were involved in the international setup, as was Aaron McAniff. So strong starting 11 for Shamrock Rovers, and it'll be interesting to see how things go. Oisin, kickoff here right about 10 minutes or so at 5:30, so we'll be bringing you updates as and from kickoff.
Thanks to Jeremy Doherty. He'll be back with the first off those updates just before 5:45 this evening. The other quarter final tonight is Bohemians welcoming Dundalk to Dalymount Park. Athlone, of course, await the winners in that game. That match kicks off later on at 7:45. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has confirmed that Jordan Henderson and Trent Alexander-Arnold will miss the Premier League clash with Leicester on Sunday. Alexander-Arnold is still recovering from a calf issue, while Henderson remains sidelined with a hamstring injury. Fabinho and Thiago could feature against the Foxes this weekend. Well, Shane Lowry's moved to 4 under par, 3 holes into the second round of the RSM Classic in Georgia. Graham McDowell is also on 4 under through 7. Robert Strieb is the course leader now. He is 6 ahead of the Irish duo, sitting at 10 under par. Jonathan Caldwell's best of the Irish on day 2 of the Joburg Open. As it draws to a close, he's 3 under par, shooting a second round 70. Cormac Sharvin will miss the cut, 1 over playing the last on the second round 63, as sees Jacob Blue heading the field there on 13 under. Well, Tune Highlands Way this coming Sunday will of course be an action-packed Sunday sport with 2 live Donegal games as the County Hurlers and the Footballers go for All-Ireland and Ulster glory. The Donegal Hurlers will look to end the year with an All-Ireland title. At Croke Park on Sunday, they play Mayo in the Nicky Rackard final. Donegal of course going for a 4th All-Ireland title and a 2nd Nicky Rackard crown in 3 years. Well, a full live match commentary as from the 1:30 start with Ger McNally and Tom Comack. Donegal's Joe Boyle is playing in a 5th All-Ireland final.
We have great experience there, and like the lads, you know, some of the boys are picking up there for a first time, some boys picking up like myself, 5th and 6th or whatever it may be. The one on the Nicky Racket there a few years ago would have give the lads that bit of experience of playing up there. They'll not be overawed by the occasion, but look, come, you're working up there, they won a cup as well, Tom, you know, and it's great, as I say, to be playing in Croke Park, but at the same time, you know, you want to go up there and you want to come away with a Nicky Rackard, and I think that's the main goal, and we can't really forget about that either. You know, we're going up there as a final, and anytime you're in a final, you know, you're there to win it.
Yeah, what's the good feeling?
it's a great feeling, Tom. You know, it is like, and the we're hoping now just come Sunday, like that we're ready. We've trained well, you know. We're sharp. We're hoping that everybody will be fit and looking forward to it.
That's Joe Boyle speaking to Tom Comack ahead of that hurling final. Well, following that game, the Donegal Footballers will chase a first ever 3-in-a-row Ulster senior titles. They play Cavan in a repeat of last year's final. It is, of course, Donegal's 9th final in the last 10 years, and they're also looking to win the title for a 6th time during that period. I'll be joined in commentary by Martin McHugh and Brendan Kilcoyne for the Big Ulster Decider on air and online at highlandradio.com. Throwing at the athletic grounds in Armagh, Sunday is 4 o'clock. Former All-Ireland winner and All-Star with Donegal, Colin McFadden, says it's hard to see past another Donegal win.
I suppose Donegal have played that well in the first 2 games, and you think it's going to be an easy game on Sunday again, but... as I said earlier, Cavan are back in their second Ulster final, and you don't get the 2 Ulster finals in a row by not having something about you. And, you know, I think in their first couple of games, you know, in Monaghan and Down in particular, they were well behind. They came back, so there's one sure thing they're not going to lie down on Sunday. But I can't see how they're going to hold Donegal. You know, they could pick out and target a few men, but Donegal have so many options, so many threats from different parts of the field that. I couldn't see how they could hold them for 70 minutes. And those Cavan, the one thing about them, they're not putting up massive scores. I know, in fairness, they played in a heavy pitch in Clonus and probably a heavy pitch the last day in Armagh. But, you know, you'd expect Donegal to score up around the 20-point mark and maybe a couple of goals on top of it. And I just can't see Cavan being fit to score or with that big a score up on the scoreboard to match them. And, You never know what can happen in football, but you'd have to fancy Donegal the big time on Sunday.
Colin McFadden. Now, Cork Sean Powder looks set to miss Sunday's Munster senior football final against Tipperary. The Douglas defender, who was player of the game in the semi-final victory over Kerry, suffered a shoulder injury in training. Mark King is in line to start for the Rebels after getting clearance to play by his AFL club Collingwood. In the meantime, ahead of that Ulster final, no team news as yet. Finally, in racing, champion trainer Willie Mullins has been handed a 2-week race course ban due to a COVID-19 protocol breach by his staff. They attended a meeting at Aintree on November 7th and were at Punchestown a week later. Then they should have been self-isolating. Mullins says it was a complete oversight by their team, which shouldn't have happened. That's your sports bulletin here on Highland for today. Our first of the updates from Harpsick and Shamrock Rovers with Dermot will be just after 20-6. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisín agus anois an nucht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Sé mhór maith a Colm Ferriter an seáil in the príomhscéaltaí ar Highland Radio. Tá fógairt déanta ar thaobh údaris na gaeltachta ag málú go láidir do cholachtaí, bhaga agus manbhéide gaeltachta, socraithe a chur i gcríoch chun tuairt faoin dúchlainn na bratam imeachta agus rianta COVID-19. Tá tacaíocht leanúna practicúla leagtha amaithe gan údaras do cholachtaí gaeltachta chun dullaing leac le constacaí a bhaineann leis an ea aib allmhór sin. Tá cóilte ar fáil ag mol eolais ar thacaíochtaí bratamachta ar an suíomh údaras bunkaí agus sraidh seminár ar líne chun saineolais practicúil a runt idir cliant cholachtaí lonaithe sa gaeltacht chun codiú le céimeanna na practicúla a chur i bhfeidhm chun teanachar na bratamachta a bhualú. Tá sraidh seminár a agrú ag údaras na gaeltachta le saineolaithe gró áit aithanta agus chun tacú le cholachtaí iad héna bhuanú i riach na géir céime. Talú ag údaras bunkaí. Tá ceart le an scríb nuair i gcéilge a hagrú ag chló ar chonachta i gcóir le scoil na gcéilge ag agus an léon ceiltí ol scoil na ban rian na Belfairste ar a 5:00 de mína nollag ag a deich chlog agus bé Michal O'Connellia agus Fintan de Bruin mar stiúrthóirí ar an Cardland sin. Is bé an Cardland díiríthe ar scríbhnúirí gaeilge den Ile Chinneal, scríbhnúirí a bhfuil lúirt fálsaithe acu Hanna Féin agus scríbhnúirí óga nach bhfuil aon lúirt fálsaithe fós. Agus cuirt ar fáilte raibh scéalaithe agus pobal na gaeilge ceiliúrú a dhéanamh ar scéalaíocht na gaeilge ag féile scéalaíochta na glaise ag an teanmhara ar an Alcara le himeachtaí go leor ar chláir na féile in ainneoin COVID idir an 3:00 sa 5:00 de mí na nollag. Thuig le homóthóirí a chláirú raibh an dar na lá de mí na nollag. Tá tuilleadh eolas ag an Chan Varrick. Shilma Hodge, illegal year, Slanagus Bannock.
Kuramahagath Kuram, August Anish on. I'm sure it will remain cloudy this evening with patchy rain in the west. Tonight it'll continue cloudy with a band of more persistent rain in the northwest, becoming widespread and heavy overnight. That rain will become lighter and patchy toward morning, with a clearance to the southeast, a mild start to the night, but temperatures will fall back to lows of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius before dawn. Winds moderate west to southwesterly in direction. The rain will clear tomorrow to a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers, becoming more frequent tomorrow afternoon. Cool with highest afternoon temperatures of just 6 to 9 degrees Celsius in light to moderate southwesterly winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the main stories, and a Donegal deputy has told Dáil Éireann that the Mean Bog peat slide was on a wind farm that was part of a wider application which was submitted in 2015 and rejected. Deputy Thomas Pringle said even though local people had warned that the land was unsuitable, they were ignored by a system that supports developers rather than communities. The finance minister says he expects an easing of coronavirus restrictions next month will take place despite recent progress stalling. Health officials have raised concerns that the average number of cases over the last 5 days has been 400. It comes as a Donegal councillor and publican said many businesses in the county have lost hope that they'll be able to reopen in December at all. And a homeless woman who tried to help her brother get away with murder in Sligo is back in prison after breaching the conditions of her suspended sentence. Our next news is at 6. Good evening. The average notice is for this Friday, the 20th of November. The death has occurred of Breed Handon, Boy Octor, Duhurry. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral mass tomorrow in St Bridget's Church, Letchamack Ward, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Due to HSE and to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please.